This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Today, President Obama is on the road talking about cutting the cost of college degrees. If you have one, your alma mater probably hits you up for donations all the time. So you might think universities could tap into their fat endowments and cut tuition a bit. Kate Davidson reports on how it's not that simple.
There are two big questions here. There's how much of your endowment you spend every year, usually 4 or 5% for colleges, and there's what you spend it on. Hal Hartley of the Council of Independent Colleges says schools don't have a lot of discretion there. Money is usually donated for a specific purpose.
And the college or university is obligated by law to spend it only for that purpose.
Hartley says a lot of endowment money is already earmarked for scholarships. John Thielen is the author of The Rising Costs of Higher Education. He says within many endowments, there's a hidden world of frozen funds designated for outdated causes.
For example, let's say the children of veterans of a long-distant war, or if they had a scholarship that was devoted to polio research, but polio has been eradicated.
Thielen thinks a big public university could free up a few a few hundred thousand dollars by identifying and dissolving unreasonable restrictions. That's if they had the time and interest. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.